Amir is an Iranian businessman in Dubai, shipping foodstuffs from the United States to Iran. He says the sanctions are too restrictive.
Everybody is hoping for changes in the future. Even me, myself, I hope the market get better in the future.
Amir has been in the business here for 27 years, but even now he does not give his last name out of concern for his family in Iran, although he insists there is nothing illegal about his business. Dubai, like many places in the Persian Gulf, has a long history of trade. Its dhows, the traditional wooden boats, have plied these waters for centuries. More recently, this has been a place where Iranians get around American and international sanctions. Under the sanctions, U.S. companies are not allowed to sell goods directly to Iran, but the United Arab Emirates, of which Dubai is a part, does not impose the same limitations on its local distributors. Iran's port, Bandar Abbas, is only about 160 kilometers northeast of here.
Dubai actually is very close to Iran, so it is very good business for us because, for example, we load one container, we want to ship it to Iran, it will take around 8 hours or 9 or 10 hours. And goods will go to Iran very fast.
The United Arab Emirates is Iran's top trading partner. There's an estimated 450,000 Iranians living here, with about 10,000 Iranian firms operating in the country. Washington wants the Emirates to keep a closer eye on Iranian banks operating in Dubai. Washington suspects that Iran is using those banks as a financial conduit to skirt around international sanctions and pursue its nuclear program. Although the lack of trade between Washington and Tehran has been bad for Iran, it's been quite good for the Emirates. Andrew Critchlow is the managing editor of the Dow Jones Newswire service. He says the Gulf states are benefiting from the sanctions and are not eager to see that change.
It's certainly not in their interest to see America move closer to a more amicable relationship with Iran. And Saudi Arabia, for a long time, has been quite opposed on religious and theological grounds to the Iranian regime.
But Iranian businessmen like Amir definitely want to see rapprochement so they can trade more openly and boost their business. And they're pinning their hopes on U.S. President Barack Obama, who has said he's open to dialogue with Iran. But Richard Thompson, editor of the Middle East Economic Digest, doubts Mr. Obama will move to lift sanctions just yet.
I suspect American policy will continue. As it is, it will seek to put pressure on Iran in any way it can, in the hope that Iran will change its policies regarding its nuclear energy program, regarding Israel, regarding Iraq.
But like Amir, most Iranian businessmen say they have nothing to do with politics.
I'm telling you, the business is for businessmen and politics is for politicians. In Dubai, in our field, it is only business.
Most analysts say that 30 years of mistrust between Washington and Tehran will not be reversed so quickly. Politics are likely to continue to have an impact on trade and business. Mandy Clark, VOA News, Dubai.